This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Saturday, June 6, 2009. Jesus picks his betrayer. The scripture is Mark 3, verse 14 and 19. He appointed 12, including Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. School children know what it means to pick team members before the start of a game. Teams are often formed when two captains call out the names of the players they want on their teams. The captains look for the ones with the right gifts and abilities, strength, speed, smarts, agility. They know that choosing the right players is crucial if they want to win. So, how did Judas get on Jesus' team? Mark's Gospel says that Jesus called to him those he wanted, and they came. Did Jesus make a mistake when he chose Judas? We might wonder why, of all people, Judas was picked to spend the next 2.5 years in close fellowship with Christ. As a disciple, Judas would hear and see everything Jesus did. He would be sent out to preach good news of the kingdom and even to cast out demons. On the surface, picking Judas seems to have been a mistake. We may not understand why Jesus picked Judas, but we can be sure Jesus knew this man would betray him. And a person who betrays someone cannot be a stranger. It has to be a person entrusted with friendship. The betrayal, however, was Judas's choice. Perhaps all we can conclude is that this, too, was part of the suffering Jesus endured to save us from sin.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.